Oh God, that said two things. You said to Abraham with mercy. You said to Anna with mercy. Said to me with mercy this morning. Let's open our mouth and talk to him. Lord, you have said to people with your mercy. Said to me with your mercy. Said to me with your mercy. Just talk to him this morning. Said to my case with your mercy. Oluwa majoro mi osho roshe oluwa. Do not let my case be difficult, O God. Let mercy set to it for me, O God. Let mercy set to it for me, O God. Let mercy set to it for me, O God. Let mercy set to it, O God. He ko branda da go shogede. He brada do ko shele de. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Our anchor scripture, Luke 18:38. The Bible says, he cried unto the Lord and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He cried saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I want you to cry to him tonight. Let heaven hear your voice this morning. Crouching and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I cannot handle it myself. I don't know how to do it myself. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me this morning. Have your mercy on me this morning. I want you to just talk to God. Talk to God this morning. Have mercy on me 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 this morning. He brought God. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Are we really ready to pray tonight? To this morning. You are going to pray. The little tree that I belittle that become big tree in my life. Oh Lord, by your fire, uproot it today. Do we understand what I mean? Little things, you know. There may be little spot on your face and you refuse to deal with it. And before you know it, become boah. You are going to pray. That little tree that I belittle in the life of my children, that little tree I belittle in my life that has become big tree, oh God, by your fire, uproot it this morning. I want you to open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for you. That little sin, that little mistake, that little disobedience that I overlooked that has become victory. Oh God, my Father, uproot it today. The snake in Genesis is the dragon in Revelation. Oh God, uproot it. That tree in my life, Lord, uproot it this morning. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Every little tree that I belittle that has become victory. Oh God, pray for yourself. That single mistake that I commonize, that has become an issue. The situation I commonize that is tormenting my destiny. Oh God, my Father, remove it today. That little thing, that little situation, it was a small situation. I commonize it and it's becoming an issue in my destiny. Lord, uproot it by your fire. Uproot it by your fire. He prayed. He bless your cushion. He pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Libra koto ye gede gede gede. Pray for yourself this morning. That little situation that I commonize it. Oh, it's a little thing. And it's becoming major thing in my life. Lord, my Father, uproot it this morning. In the name of in Jesus' majestic name, we pray. We are going to pray this prayer for ourselves again. The evil that entered my life when I was careless. I was careless. I didn't count it to be anything. It was a joke. Somebody said something, and I didn't take it serious. Your parent placed a curse. But she shake me 1 year. That evil that entered my life when I was careless. Oh God, my Father, by your blood, remove it this morning. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That evil issues that enter into my life. Lord, remove it this morning. Lord, remove it this morning. The evil that entered into my life when I was careless. The situation that started in my life when I was careless. Oh God, by your mercy, uproot it this morning. Uproot it this morning. Uproot it this money. He cash on to you. Get it, get it. Uproot it this money. Uproot it this money. He bring it, get it, get it. He bara da 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 da. He break us all, get it. Man to toko to you, get it. He bring it, get it, get it. He bara cash, get it. He bring it, get it, get it. He baka cash, get it, get it. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Are we really ready to pray? Somebody is going to cry to God, Lord. How long? I have stayed too long on this mountain, Lord. How long will you keep crying without answering me? Psalm 6 verse 3. Give me verse Psalm 6 verse 3. Listen, David cried the same thing. He said, my soul is so vexed. But thou, oh Lord, how long? I want somebody who will cry to God today. How long? Psalm 35 verse 17. He says the same thing. How long? 35 verse 17, give it to me. How long? Oh Lord, how long without look on? Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction. My darling from the lion. Give me chapter 90 verse 13. Psalm 90, 13. How long? How long? Lord, how long will I be in this situation? Return, oh Lord, how long? And let thee repent thee concerning thy servant. Repent, oh Lord. Repent, oh Lord. Give me 94 verse 3. There are so many we can see. 94 verse 3. How long, Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long will the evildoer win over my case? You are going to cry to God. Let your voice be the loudest in this house. Let your voice be louder than that of your neighbor. You are going to cry to God. Oh Lord, how long will I remain in this situation? Arise and help me this morning. Arise and sort me out this morning. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Oh Lord, how long? How long, Lord, help me? Oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise for my case. How long will I remain like this? How long will my situation remain like this? Oh Lord, arise. How long will the enemy win over me? How long will the enemy begin to laugh me to scorn? Oh God, arise and help me. Arise, Lord, and help me. Arise, Jehovah, and help me. Cry to God this morning. Oh Lord, how long? Oh Lord, how long? How long will I remain in this condition? How long will my enemy begin to mock me and down? How long will they begin to say, where is my God? Oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise. Show your mercy. Show me your mercy. Lord, let your mercy end my waiting time. Let your mercy end my waiting time. Pray for yourself this morning. Let your mercy end my waiting time, Lord. Liga de Bregodo. Oh Lord, how long? Help me, Lord. I must not continue with this situation. Let this prayer and fasting end this situation, oh God. Let it end this situation, oh God. How long, oh God, will I continue to struggle? How long, Lord, help me? Ligadoba, ligadogadogado. Edorombro, godogadogado. Lord, help me. Help me, oh God. Otunde Oluwa ki baba so fun Jesu o. Ki Jesu so fun emi mimo. Ipo ti mo wa yi o ma temi lorun o. Cry to God, Lord, it is my time. Raise me up from the dunghill. Raise me up, O God. Have mercy and settle my matter, O God. Settle my matter, O God. By your mercy, settle my matter. Settle my matter, O God. Talk to him. Lord, show me your mercy. Let this my story change suddenly, O God. Let my story change suddenly, O God. Let this situation change suddenly, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Help me, Lord. How long will I continue like this? How long? Hope the farm made the heart sick. Hope the farm made the heart sick. Oh God, help me. Help me, Lord. Cry to him. It is between you and your Father. It is between you and your Lord. Lord, show me mercy. Oh, Lord, show me mercy. Use mercy to settle this matter. Use your mercy to settle this matter. Settle it for me, oh God. Even if it is my father that is wrong. Even if it is my mother that is wrong. Even if it is me that is wrong. Lord, settle it by your mercy. How long, Baba? In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Heaven will set you for you today in the name of Jesus. Jehovah will set you for you today in the name of Jesus. You know, there's a scripture that comes to my spirit in the book of Job chapter 5 verse 6. It said, there is nothing without a source. Give it to me, Job 5, 6. It said, although affliction cometh not forth of the doors, neither does trouble spring out of the door. It said, affliction does not just come from anywhere. It has a source. We are going to cry to God. Every source of my affliction. Every source of what I'm going through. Lord, let it die to its root today. Let it die to its root today. Remember the Bible says something. It said God does not have pleasure in wickedness. In Psalm 5:4. Give me Psalm 5:4. It said God does not have pleasure in wickedness. Every source of my affliction. Look at this. He said, thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness. So God is not happy that you are going through anything. So you are going to cry to God. Every source of my affliction. Every source. Wherever this thing originated from. Whether it is from me or from my bloodline. Oh God, root it out by your fire. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Wherever the source of my affliction is. Whatever is the source, is it where I married to? Or is it where I married from? Is it from my father's house? Is it from my mother's house? Every source of affliction in my life, let it end today. Let it end today. Every source of my affliction, let it end today. In Jesus' name we pray. Look for somebody, hold somebody by the hand. We need to pray. We need to pray. We didn't cut our sleep short not to pray. We cut it short because we need to pray. You are going to pray. This person has booty. Sister, come and join daddy. Tutu. Yeah. That's double anointing when you are praying with daddy. Do for somebody. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Agatha is soon joining. You are going to cry to God. This person has booty. The origin of what she's struggling with. Whatever cause what she's struggling with. Oh God of heaven, uproot it today. Open your mouth and pray for that person. Whatever this person is going through, whatever is going through, Lord, uproot it from the source. The foundation of the issue is going through. The foundation of that wahala. Lord, uproot it today. The foundation of that issue is going through. Baba, uproot it today. Whoever started it, wherever it started from, oh God of heaven, uproot it today. Baba, uproot it today. Uproot it today. Is it the sin? Is it the sin of the father? Is it the sin of the mother? Oh God, uproot it today. Baba, uproot it today. The source of the affliction, the source of the issue. Lord, uproot it today. Where the matter started, where the wahala started. Oh God, uproot it today. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Pick somebody else. Pick somebody else. We need to move fast. I'm going to pray. What is the idol monitoring what this man is going through? Idol. What is the power that is monitoring what this my sister, my brother is going through? Oh God, you are caught consuming fire. Consume that idol with your fire. Open your mouth and pray for yourself and that person. The idol that is monitoring the lamentation of this woman. The idol that is monitoring what this woman is going through. Lord, you are a consuming fire. Consume me with your fire. Consume me with your fire. Consume me with your fire. The idol that is monitoring what this woman is going through. Idol behind the limitation. Idol behind the stagnation. Oh God, consume that idol by your fire. 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 Libre de gada 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 gada. Libre de gada gada. Consume that idol by your fire. Consume that idol by your fire. Consume that idol by your fire. Libre de gada 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 gada. He breaks the gada. He barred the da-da-da. He breaks the. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Turn to somebody else. We are going to move around. You are going to pray. Utter monitoring. Precious. That's one brother there. Let's take it to two. You are going to pray. Visible and invisible water. Monitoring the situation of this woman. Visible and invisible water that is behind the lamentation of this woman. Oh God of heaven, consume that water. Let that water die. Open your mouth and pray for that person. Every visible and invisible water that is monitoring what my sister is going through. That is monitoring what my brother is going through. Oh God, consuming fire. Consume them by your 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 fire. Every altar, visible and invisible, monitoring the life of this man, monitoring his life, monitoring the delay, monitoring the denial. Oh God, you are the consuming fire. Consume me with your 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 fire. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I have four more prayers. Change to somebody else. You are going to pray for altar. Altar and idol that forbid men to rise in the family of this woman. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are altars. Altars and idol are different. Idol are sent yet. Altar are established things. You are going to pray. Altars and idol that forbid people from rising, that do not allow people to rise in the family of this person I'm holding. Oh, altar and idol, catch fire. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Catch fire. Every altar and idol that forbid people from rising. Every altar and idol that forbid people from rising. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Every altar, every idol, can ye break the degede? He break the degede. He break the shogodo. Mara da 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 break the degede. He break the degede. He break the shogodo. Every altar, every altar, catch fire. Every idol, catch fire. Every altar, every idol, catch fire. Let go of the gedegede. Every gedegedegedegede. Every da 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 da. Every altar, every altar, every idol, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Move to somebody else. I have three more to pray. Every idol sent to take revenge on this person and his children. Oh God, deal with those idols yourself. Before you start to pray, listen. If you have not had it, you have watched it in movie. That they will send idol like Sigidi that will be coming to attack. Somebody sent it. And you will see the people that come to, if they are powerful people, as it's coming, they say, no, go back. Back to sender. Back to sender. Isaiah 54:17. He said, no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. If every tongue that rises in judgment. He said, thou you, which one you will condemn. You are going to cry to God. Every idol sent to torment this man and his children. Oh God of heaven, send the idol back to the owner, back to sender. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every idol sent to the door of Cornerstone Fountain Church, sending people back. Lord, we send it back to the owner. Oh idol, go back to your owner. Go and torment your owner. Go and torment your soul. Go and torment your owner. Go and torment your soul, sir. Cry to God this morning. Whatever idol that was sent to torment this man, to torment our children, to torment his children. Oh God, we send the idol back to the owner. We send the idol back to the owner. Oh, idol, torment your owner. Destroy your owner. We are not your candidate. We are not your candidate. Destroy your owner. Destroy your owner. Destroy your owner. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Go to somebody else. Remain two more prayer. And I will hand over to my daddy. Holy Katebregede. You are going to pray. And there are people. Make sure you join somebody else. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, who me? He won in my sin. Titi Ayeo. Amio. Cambro Tole Gede. You are going to pray for that person. Can I pray for somebody this morning? Any power that is tormenting you, any power that rises up from the grave of your grandfather that is asking something from you, I send them back to that grave today in the name of Jesus. I send them back to the bottomless pit today in the name of Jesus. No more will they torment you. No more will they torment you. No more will they torment you. Every wicked power, every wicked moment that was raised from the dust of your father's house that is following you through the wind, I send the wind back to the owner right now in the name of Jesus. I send evil wind back to the owner right now in the name of Jesus. You will excel. You will make it. What you are praying for, you will get it this year. What you are praying for, you will get it this year. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for the person you are holding. Anything that was stolen from this woman in her dream, why she sleep? Oh God of restoration, restore you today. Open your mouth and pray for the person. Everything that was stolen while she was sleeping, everything that was stolen in her dream, Lord, restore. Baba, restore. Baba, restore. Baba, restore. In Jesus' name, please hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. I pray for somebody here. That animal that show up in your dream when good thing is about to happen. That animal that show up in your dream, by the time you wake up, you don't remember. That animal died today in the name of Jesus. The power behind that animal died today in the name of Jesus. Whoever is accursed with that power, he died today in the name of Jesus. He died today. That power died today in the name of Jesus. Let's go back to prayer. Whatever is stolen from my brother, whatever is stolen from him in his sleep, in the dream, oh God, we saw. Oh God, we saw. Oh God, we saw. Ebekoshogade. Let the dead go down. Oh God, we saw. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Take the last person before I hand over to my daddy. The Bible says, is it 1 Chronicles 4:9-10? It says Jabez was called Jabez because the mother said, I bore him in sorrow. And because the mother bore him in sorrow, it passed the sorrow to him. That's why that he was more honorable than everybody. The sorrow never depart from him until he prayed. Let me give you another example. In the book of Kings, when Eli was waiting by the wall and they brought the news that Israel have lost the battle, the Bible said when they told him that the Ark of the Covenant was taken, He said, he slept back like this, he broke his neck. Not only that, when they told the wife of his son, the name has disappeared from my head now. They told him, the Bible said he went into forced labor. And when the child he gave back to, he said the glory has departed. Do we remember the scripture? He said the glory departed. So which means that boy came, born. The day he was born, he born empty, gloryless. Glory already departed before he was born. Jabez carried his own life without glory. Somebody, you are going to pray for the person you are holding. Hey. Listen to me before you pray this prayer. Esau fought all his life. Because, in fact, from conception, God said, look nearby. God said, Esau, I hate it. He has not done anything. The father only gave him a recipe. The father said, when you are tired, he said, you will break the yoke of your neck. Which means what God said from the beginning, it is what is carrying out by what Jacob was doing. He said, when you are tired, you break yourself. How many people are tired like me in this house? You are going to pray. I'm going to interpret it because of four or five people doesn't understand Yoruba. The battle I was born with, the battle that came to my life the day I was born, the battle that came into my life the day I was growing up. Listen to me, you need to pray this prayer. If the angel tells Jesus to carry Jesus away, that somebody will kill Jesus when he was a baby, he said, carry this boy, disappear from the terrain. When the guy died, they told Joseph, I said, okay, the guy has died. You can come back now. You will know battle is no respect of anybody. One man of God in Ibadan was fasted and he was praying. He collapsed. They woke him up, they poured water on him. He said, I will continue my fast. He continued praying. He died the second time. I died finally. Battle does not respect any ground. But today, battle will respect your voice. Amen. It will honor your voice. Amen. It will honor your prayer. Amen. As you lift your voice this morning, heaven will hear you. Amen. Jehovah will back your prayer up today. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. As I pray for this man, as I pray for this woman, that I'm worthy. Any battle that she was born with, any battle she inherited the day she was born, every battle she inherited as she was growing up, oh God, the end battle, end the battle in his life. Open your mouth and cry to God. Cry to God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's sit down. We have prayed already. Let me talk to us a little bit, then we round up. Let's go back to the chapter we are using in the book of Genesis 32, verse 10. I'm not worthy of the list of all the mercies. So, I think I've talked to us about worthy. I said it signifies one. Who can remember number one? It signifies humility. It signifies giving glory to God for what God has done. Then it signifies what I call appreciation. Appreciating God for what God has done. This area is very, very important in the life of a Christian. Learn to appreciate God all the time. Even for the way God created you. Remember that David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. What can we call that one? It's not appreciation. Eh? Appreciating the way God created him. How many of us look at glass this morning before we came to this church? When you look at it, what do you see? Eh? You see the beauty. Eh? Even without makeup, you see how God created you. Eh? So you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So every time you'll be thanking God for that as a Christian. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Second thing I want to tell us is this. How many of us have answered to prayer before? Huh? You always thanking God for answering prayer. The one God has answered in the past, I'm talking about. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Eh? That is the reason why any prayer you are praying, you must always take note of them. Because when God answers any prayer, you have a responsibility of thanking God back. All the prayer we have prayed in this fasting and prayer, take note of all of them. So when you this is the prayer we pray, maybe in the second day or third day or 50th, 40th day, I think I need to thank God for this and I need to give testimony concerning this because I know God has answered this prayer. Number three, I want to also understand that if you learn to thank God for small things, great thing will come to your life or great thing will come to your way. So throughout your lifetime, learn to live the life of appreciation. Are you getting me now? Always learn to live the life of appreciation. Sometimes if you do compare people with yourself too much, you may not learn to appreciate God because you always see people that are better than you. But remember that you also are better than so many people too. Is that the one true? Eh? So, always learn to appreciate God all the time. You see, there are three things that joins together that when we are coming this morning, our Father in the Lord is talking to me about the importance of prayer. We are now talking about this, the importance of prayer and the word of God. But number the third thing Christians not take significant of is importance of praises or thanksgiving in the area of prayer. Praises is very, very important for anybody that is praying. Do you know that there are a lot of battles in the scripture that the people of God, they overcame those battles by praises, not by prayer alone. There's something you are praying for this week that you're supposed to be going and be thanking God because you believe God has answered your prayer. You don't need to be praying about them again. Even when the enemy comes with his trouble, say, no, they have prayed. We have prayed. And I hold on to that prayer. And I know that God has answered my prayer. And you continue thanking God. I thank God because I know I'm no more a barren person. I thank God because I'm no more sick. I thank God because I'm no more poor. I thank God because... Are you get what I'm trying to say now? Because we have prayed this morning. Let me talk to you a little bit. So that is very, very important. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Let's look at Hebrews 13, 15. Hebrews 13, 15. Let's look at it. By him, therefore. He's talking... When he says by him, he's talking about Jesus. You can put Jesus in where you see him. By Jesus. Therefore, let us offer sacrifice of praise to God. How many times? continually. This one we are talking about, mommy, is the only, is not the only one we are doing in the church. When you wake up this morning, I can't forget a brother in Osogbo those days. When he wake up in the morning, he's already hood. He's supposed to get married. He did not get married. The man has nothing, but he's a Christian. So when he wake up in the morning, ladubo, you know what they call ladubo? Bucket to go and fetch water. He'll be singing, praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord. So the woman just come to him one day, said, and you only run on me. And you are still singing, praise God, oh my soul. Which praise God are you trying to say? Eh? So you don't think at all. If you are thinking, you are in happy mood all the time. Are you getting? So everybody, anytime they see your face, they see that you are always happy. Even when things are not even going the way you is supposed to go. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you now? There are three things you need to enjoy into eternity. Number one, joy. And joy is not based on anything. It's based on who you are in Christ. Another thing is you need to enjoy is what I call peace. If they say anything is coming, remember your father's in charge of everything. Am I talking to somebody? You need to have peace all the time in your heart. This storm, this, that, that. Even if they say death is coming, who is in charge of death? Your father is in charge of death. God cannot, no death can kill you unless God permit it. Am I talking to somebody? So you need to live your life in peace, even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of challenges, because you know your God is in charge of every situation in your life. Is that one true? You say, let's offer, he call it sacrifice. Think of the word sacrifice. We'll not be able to dig deep because of time. Think of the word sacrifice. Offer anything that involves sacrifice as involves you. It's more than what you are giving. Sacrifice will always affect you. Is that one true? When you say somebody, if they say you give sacrificially, what they are trying to say is that giving is going to affect your income. It will tell on something. Are you getting me now? It may even take time for you to recover from that thing because the sacrifice you make. When you say sacrifice, when you see where people are praising God sacrificially, you are going to see that your voice has went. What is the problem? It's because you wake up in the night, you continue worshiping God, praising God, honoring God for whom He is. Are you getting me? For what He has done, for what He can do. Is that one true? He said, that is the fruit of our lives, giving thanks to Him, giving thanks to His name. The fruit of our lives. No, it's not everybody that slept yesterday wake up this morning. But by the grace of God, I wake up. What they have taught us in the when we are young, we are no more teaching our children today, is that when we are young, our parents have taught us when we are young, we need to come to our dad in the morning, we prostrate. You go to your mother in the morning, if you are a man, a boy, you prostrate. If you are a woman, you lay down. That's what they taught us when we are young. Do you know that it's good for you when you wake up in the morning to prostrate to Jesus, to prostrate to God and say, God, I want to prostrate to you this morning because I wake up. I just want to say thank you for waking me up. Say to God, I'm not the only one that wake up. My wife wake up with me. My children wake up with me. Everybody wake up with me this morning. God, I want to thank you because of this. Do you see what I'm trying to say? So, he called praises and thanksgiving. He called it fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to his name. Always. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So, and when you read verse 16, yes? Uh-huh. What is verse 16? Verse 16. But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. He called two things sacrifice, giving and praises. Giving and thanksgiving. He called them sacrifice. So we have really prayed this week. The only thing that remains now for us to do is to learn how to do what? Praise God, honoring him, give to him. Let's go back to Psalm 149. And we read from verse 5. Psalm 149, we read from verse. Let's read it together. Let the saint be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bells. When you sleep, what do you Bible say? When you wake up, let them sing aloud upon their bed. When you wake up in the morning. Thank God, this way you are living, all your house, they seal all your house. Nobody can say you are disturbing him with, what am I going to call it, with your singing, but with your praises. If a Yoruba person like me, you say, yeah, when you wake up, they say, Talo Dabire. Talo Dabire. Ninu gbogbo alagbara laye. Talo Dabire. Oluwa. What do you think Satan will say? You are in the, whether you know it, you don't know it. I want to know that this place you are living is the territory of the enemy. This Satan is in charge of this world. He controls everything there. And all people who did not know Christ, they are under Satan. They are serving him. One way or the other. But if you say that we are here, that who is like unto thee, where is looking at himself as a king. The Bible called him the prince of this world. Where he saw himself as the prince of the world. And you now say in the same word, who is like unto thee, it means a lot to the kingdom of darkness. Are you getting me now? Huh? And you wake up and say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus conquered the world. Are you getting me now? Or you are going, you are singing. In the bus, you are singing. You know what that means? To the kingdom of darkness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even when the people of God were beaten to the point of death and they sent them into inner prison, when they got there, what do? They started praying and singing. God taught me a lesson. And let me say this lesson to you. It's a lesson. God taught me that the only way I can be appreciating things always is to be thanking him for that thing. You get the point? If you want to be appreciating your life, your wife always, always thanking God for your life, for your wife always. So if my wife sit down with me and I'm praying, if I'm going to spend sometimes an hour in prayer, we may thank God for 45 minutes. out of that for 5 minutes, I may thank God on behalf of my wife, who I'm there. I may thank God on her behalf for 15 minutes. The quality I saw in her, the way he has assisted me, I continue thanking God, because God calls me to understand that is the only way I can be seeing her always and we are appreciating her. Pe ki ma dupe lojojumo tin ba tin dupe lori nkan lojojumo ma ma ri nkan ya ma wu mi si. Do you get the point? Eh? But you complain too much about your husband, about your wife, about your children, about this, about that. Ko se ni ti oni ti e lowo o. E gba sa? E gba be. Eh? So if you are looking for a perfect wife, you are going to go and marry an angel. If you are looking for a perfect husband, then you need to go and marry an angel. You cannot see any perfect wife or perfect husband. Even Christian, God is taking us to perfection. We are not yet perfect. If we are perfect, we will not be coming to church and be listening to the word of God. We will not be coming to church and be teaching us the Bible principles that can take us to perfection. Am I talking to you now? And you know that we are a bit grow, they become sin. I've matured to some certain level. My maturity will be maybe it will be more than so many of us here. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's a day a woman did something to me that is, I know that if it's other minister, there may be a problem. You say they usually use the word April Fool. And a woman just came to my office and he called me out. When he called me, when we got to Farada, he said, April Fool. You know what happened? I just laugh. And up to today, I'm just laughing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? I'm still laughing up to today. A lot of things, people will think, that is going to react. I will not react. I say, Mostly, one of my pastors thanking me with my patience for them, with my this for them, because God taught me that you cannot do with man, without man. And because you cannot do without man, then you need to learn how to live with man. God taught me that I myself am managing man. Go and manage man. How long manage you when you? Hey, Babe. Hey, Babe, how long manage you when you? One pastor left me certain times, and I told them, if you leave me and you go to another place, if I manage you for 10 years, where you are going to, they cannot manage you there for 1 year. Because what I've endured, anybody that's going to endure it, are you going to understand now? We think twice. And he left, maybe he spent about 10 years with me. He joined another person. Within 1 year, I've told them, there's a man they sent to me to help to assist them for 1 year. They want to send him to a mission field, but they want him to have church experience before they send him out. And he came to me. After 1 year, they asked me to recommend him. I said, I cannot recommend him. They asked me to pray for him. I said, I cannot pray for him. Why? Then I told them the life he lived. And when they sent him to where they want to send him to, he disappointed them. But I say I've told you before. Are you getting me now? One of the quality of a pastor, if you have a pastoral ministry, pastor always know people. You get what I'm trying to say? If you know people, say, oh, you're doing your bad luck. You know people because His heart is always with people. So, even learn to appreciate your pastor. And I'm talking about appreciation. I'm not even talking about money here. Think beyond money. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Think beyond money. Because honest pastors are no more many. I told them yesterday, a pastor that left his both the church and the wife in Nigeria, came to Nigeria and came to UK, come and marry a nurse here. With one wife, four kids. He left all of them. And we have a lot of them like that, that are pastors. Are you getting me now? Almost every ladies in the church, you want to be friendly, you want to bad apple. Do we have them? We are not sucking. So the Bible no sorrow. What do you mean now? I can remember almost you want to be professor Luruko, they want to name that child. And those all the women that came for him are talking. I'm enjoying that deal. Daddy loaded into talk. You see the way they will be using program to merchandise you? Am I talking to somebody? Eh? And somebody never do that one to you. You don't appreciate him. When you appreciate him on a daily basis, when you in the little way you can do, you will be praying. God, thank you for the man of God that we have, who, for this quality, for his life. For his, are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Then you will not say, I think I need to do something to appreciate this man of God for what he's doing. But if you don't see that, only what you see is what I call complain. You know what are you getting what I'm saying? Eh? Complain, 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 complain. I've learned it to the point now that if we, Brother Kidiawana, Paul, if we talk about Brother Paul today with somebody, when we want to depart, I will tell that person, let's pray for that Brother Paul. Let's pray for what we are seeing in his life that is not good. You get what I'm trying to say now? Let's pray. Because complaint cannot change anybody. But appreciation can change him. Hey, Damilu, Dada. Do you believe that? Complaint cannot change anybody. Do you know that somebody you have been appreciating all the time, the day you do something wrong and you say, this is not wrong, you will accept it. Hey, get me. Because if I told you, don't learn where. You don't get into your day, that you're down there, you are. Yeah. It might be no. Well, every day, you're there. Anna, you're there. Only because you got to your kid, a lot of things. Well, why are people saying, kiss you, that's all. You don't even appreciate it at all. You just be complaining away. Go and if you want to go and be buying food outside, be going. Are you getting me now? The grace of God in the life of everybody. You know, sometimes when we are discussing, I do tell your father in the Lord here about his wife. I say, I saw one quality in this woman, which is not common. And that is the truth. I saw what quality this man, woman, who is not common. I never saw, it's not common for a woman that will like his husband to remember his, what do you call it? His family, his relative. It was so common. Because I saw that this woman will just be talking to the husband. Oh, yeah, cool. Hello, oh, yeah, cool. See? Egbon eni, aburo eni. Am I talking now? Some people will even cut you totally from your family. It will fence you. Are you getting me now? If you gather up to 100 women together, 75% of them will fence their husband from their relative, from their parent. I specifically told my daughter, be careful. Omo to fe yi o ni ka ma me gbekele o. Wa du lojo ne lati help mo me o. Oto ni kiyan lo mo gbadura lori e. So omo tan pe kiyan lo mo gbadura lori e. Iyawo re yi Oluwa ba mi si kan bayi fun. Are you getting me now? When they want to get married, the woman want to pack to her own house. I said to my daughter, let her help her first. Let that woman pack her. Let her pack to her own house. The car of the woman spoiled now. I've been talking to both of them. That car must be changed. And you must support your husband to do that. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? There may be area that I have my own challenges, you have your own challenges, but there will be area that you will be good. Appreciate that area. So tell me, Monsosha. Eh? Eh? Once you marry, you'll be in here, I'll go back. Say, Madame, I'll go back. You can pray. O kan fa wahala si bi lorun. Am I talking to somebody now? But I want to tell you, she's saving herself from problem. How many of you believe that? She's saving herself from what? From problem. If he does not do what he's doing, those people will be going to herbalists, going to everywhere. Àwọn aláboró ń lo òyìnbó, àwọn ọlọ́mọ ń lo òyìnbó, ìyàwó òjò ṣe kí ni, kò jó ra wọn lọ́wọ́ ẹbá wá sóògùn sí. So please, take note of this thing. Appreciation is very, very important. Appreciating the goodness of God always. God that is giving you something without even request for what? For anything. His blessing is free. His grace is free. His protection is free. Am I talking to somebody? Eh? His mercy is what? It's free. Everything is free. That, the same God now said, the only thing you can be doing to me is to be appreciating me always, be thanking me, be honoring me, be worshiping me. Just be saying to me always that I'm good. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah, we need a chapter more, then we pray. Psalm 116. Let's read Psalm 116. Let's read from verse 12, if I get it right. Verse 12, yes. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefit towards me? Think of that. What can I render? Are you getting me now? I now make this one as an assignment for myself on a yearly basis. Nobody asked me to do that, but I make that my assignment. Every day I will make sure that God, I will encourage my children together. Let's do something to thank God at the end of the year. What is the need we can meet in the church? Just to show that God is good to us. I will look from January to December and I will consider all the goodness of God in my life, in the life of the children. I will now say to them, the last one we did, I said, you are going to pay 500,000. You are going to pay 400,000. I think the least is 400,000. You are going to pay this because we spend about over 300 million naira. This church, we are going to tile it. We are going to paint it. We are going to do this and do that. For all his goodness. Are you going to say? I said to Anudara, people that came here to come and study. One Bapu study, one phone one day, When it's processing traveling to go and study medicine in Georgia, so we try. There's no way out. Well, I say, okay, what are we going to do? Let me go and take form for you. Then you are going to go and do A level. So the man that has been promising us that the visa will come out today, will come out tomorrow, we don't see anything. So and I, okay, let's what? Then that time. They are going to, I think the form is 15,000 naira. So he went to the bank. The bank said the network is not good, he should come back tomorrow. Before he come, what we have been expecting since months just came. He came in the afternoon. I said, that 15,000 never belongs to us again. Remember that if you have take that form, back will not return that money. We are going to have to eat and give it to the church. That money does not belong to us again. But this way, God, we are going to go and sow this money to something they want to buy in the church. Which way have you been rendered something to God for his goodness in your life? This one beyond paying tithing. What can you do? David is not here this morning. Last year, he got a job in Nigeria. I want to go back and in Nigeria. And he told him, Daddy, I want to go back in Nigeria. You cannot spend that money. You send that money to me. Because Nigeria, you know, and he sent 720,000. I use it to go and buy a lamp for the church. Okay. This is a lamp for the church. I bought that lamp 700,000. Are you trying to get what I'm trying to say now? Anything I will say, don't go that way. This is the way. Follow. And my language for all of them is say, just follow. Go to your Lord, just follow. To ba se momo wa ni wa ni fo ma ku ma bi le de pe se mo ti lead there ngba kan to ri pe ko sise ni. Okay, to ba se then follow me. This is the way we are going. If it is your church, they know that what I will say to all of them, I say, don't argue with me, just follow. Can you also raise your money? Just follow. God will make it possible. So, learn to appreciate God always with what God gave to you. Let's leave fast 13, then we end up. Then we come out to pray together. Yes? I say we have prayed already. Number one, I will take the cup of salvation. And I will call upon the Lord of the Lord. I will pay my vow unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Do you see what is going to render to the Lord? One question. So you should have no man be a gontan. It is the sheep that always bear sheep, or the shepherd do bear sheep. Eh? I don't hear you. If that one is the truth, this church cannot grow because you are the one who is going to bear sheep. It is you that are going to bring member, not pastor. You know, hey, bring me that. It means you clear. Say ni mo na eni tumo siwa. Agontan lo man bi agontan. Oluso agontan kon bi agontan. Oluso agontan toju agontan ni. Eh gbo mo wi dada. I will take the cup of salvation. That is talking about preaching. Witnessing. Talking to people. We always have one prayer for Saturday of the month. The one they were doing, I'm not trying to, I want you to get me right. The one we did this morning in this church, I don't think all the prayer they are doing in the mountain of fire is more than that. If it's more than that, let me know. Do you see truth in what I'm trying to say? Because as they were leading the prayer, I also am praying. But how do they get their own people? Brother Paul, when you are coming to church, we have a program, 1 week fasting and prayer. God always move there. God always walk there. I want you to follow me to the program. Am I talking to somebody? Eh? We always have one program that we call it. Which one are you? Settle me, O Lord. Somebody is complaining to you in your workplace. The condition of my children, the condition of this, come to our program now. Come to our program. After the program, Daddy, I want you to see him or see her for me, or see this family for me, because this is what they are passing through. Do you know that sometimes the way you present the pastor or you present your church, when the people get there, God will work in the same way. Hey, get your idea, my dada. So, don't we just walk like that? Say, wow. And that is how the church will grow. So, he now said, I will take cup of salvation. He talked about calling upon the Lord. He talked about, I will pay my vow. When you are talking in times of vow, Paul does not take you to debt. Everyone's a prayer. When you are talking about vow, you are talking about, it's just like a making a promise to God. But if God did not fulfill the promise you make to him, you have no obligation to pay your vow. Hey, come here, if somebody is make, if you make vow in this program, this as we are praying, you come to the pulpit and say, God, if you can do this for me this time of next year, by the grace of God, I'm going to do this for your kingdom. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to bring this change. I'm going to do this and do that. If God did what you pray for and you refuse to pay it, then that is the entire time you have a problem with God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So let us stand up. Let's sit down because of time. Let's come together to come and pray. Let's pray together. Because we have prayed. That's the reason why I say, as you talk to us, do I talk to us a little bit? Eh? Mm. So just ask God to help you to live the life of appreciation all the time. Appreciate your husband. Appreciate your wife. Appreciate your children. Appreciate your pastor. Appreciate the church you have. Appreciate everything God is doing in your life. Appreciate the work God has given to you. Help me to be able to live the life of appreciation throughout my lifetime. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to be able to live the life of appreciation. When you live that life, God is going to bring more things to your life. When you thank God for the car you are using today, a better car, God will give it to you when time comes. when you thank God for room and a parlor you are using today, for the place you are living today, God is going to buy your own house for you one day. Appreciating God, appreciating His doing in your life, as appreciating God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you for the first prayer your servant has led us to pray. Thank you, Lord, for every yoke you have destroyed and break in all our lives. Thank you because after this prayer, this church, each family, everybody today, our life will not remain the same again.
Amen.
You are going to bring total transformation,
Amen.
Change,
Amen.
Restoration
Amen.
To our lives,
Amen.
To our home,
Amen.
To this church.
Amen.
Father, because of this, we thank you this morning.
Amen.
Accept our thanks and praises in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the privilege you are giving to us to be able to attend this program. Thank you for everybody. Some people, when we have started, they came every, they come every day, even up to this morning. And some people are coming from a very far place. Some people, when they leave their workplace, they run to the church. Thank you because you don't allow them to break down.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the grace you have given to us. Whether we fasted to 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock or to 6 o'clock, we thank you because you grant us that grace to be able to do it. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you for everything we have listened to under this program this week. We give all the glory to you. Accept our thanks and praises in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this fasting and prayer this year bring a real change to this church. Restoration to our life,
Amen.
To our home.
Amen.
If there's any yoke in our life as we have prayed today, Father, destroy them all in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This fasting and prayer this week will be the beginning of new thing
Amen.
In our life,
Amen.
In this church,
Amen.
In the life of any individual of us.
Amen.
Father, do so.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's be seated and I'll give this announcement and then we take one prayer point and we go. It's been a glorious week.